Hello and welcome to our DriveCast. I'm Mark Shields, the Family Ministries pastor from the Westerville campus. And this week in Westerville, the message that we went over was His Way or My Way. And we kind of dove into John 14:6, where Jesus says to his disciples, I am the way, the truth, and the life, and no one comes to the Father except through me. Such a bold statement to the disciples. And when we read that to this day, I feel like it's a really bold statement to actually claim that you are the way, the truth, and the life. Is pretty amazingly bold statement, right? And so in contrast to that, what I feel like our culture would say today is, no, it's really my way, it's my truth, and if I'm good enough, what I do will lead to life. And so I believe like what our culture is trying to tell us and what Jesus is trying to tell us are in direct contrast with each other. And so we kind of have to reconcile these things. In Proverbs 14:12, it says, there is a way that seems right to a man, but its end is the way to death. And so it's really important that we know what the way is and what the truth is and what leads to life. And so what I believe that the enemy has done is he's done a great job of giving us smoke and mirrors in our day and age. And so what we like to do is try to connect what we want, our way, our truth, and what we feel like leads to life to kind of what Jesus would want. And so I believe the enemy has given us like a million billion options, and he doesn't care which one we choose. I'll give you some examples. Like, he doesn't care as long if we fight for a cause and we spend our time and our mind and our energy fighting for that cause. Great. That's awesome. It's a good thing, right? You would think so. What about politics? You know, who's got the right party? Whose way is right? What leaders can be in power? That soaks up all our time and our energy, and we fight for it, and we try to get others to do it. And so, good things, right? What about pollution in our world and our environment? And our earth is falling apart, and we need to recycle, and we need to do all that. What about our bodies? Like, we need to keep them healthy. We need to diet. We need to exercise. We need to do all this. And all these things occupy our hearts and our minds. And then so much so that it's all we think about. And then we even try to get others to kind of go alongside of us and do the things that we are involved in, fight for the causes that we want, speak out for the injustices that we feel are the best. And we do all this because we believe, like, oh, well, Jesus would want us to do it. And the enemy's like, yes, that's exactly what I want you to think. And in reality, Jesus is saying, no, I am the way, the truth, and the life, and no one comes to the Father except through me. And if you're spending all your time and your energy on any of those things, the enemy is getting exactly what he wants, because all he wants you to do is not tell others about who I am. He wants you to keep Jesus to yourself. Don't tell them who the real truth is, what the real way is, and who is the only one that leads to life. Keep your mind occupied on all those things, because in the end, right, all these things, you know, we are all going to pass away, right? 100% death rate for every man and woman. And so the enemy knows that. And if he can get us distracted on a million things and just keep us quiet about Jesus and just keep us submitting our daily lives to Jesus and saying to Jesus, I want what you want. I want your way. I want your truth. I give you my life. That needs to be our daily prayer. So as you're sitting in your car, or you're just taking a moment to listen and you're pausing wherever you're at, I'll just pray this prayer for you, and I pray that you would just pause after this and ask the Lord what he would have you do today. But my prayer is, Lord, just thank you that you are the real way, the real truth, and the real life. And all the distractions that we see that are just on the news and on the media, and that we're hearing from all our friends and our family, and so many causes and so many things that feels like so out of control in so many ways. But Lord, you are in complete control, and we are yours. Help us submit to you today. Let us be a part of your way, your truth, and your life, and help us lead people to you, because you are the only one that changes hearts. You are the only one that changes minds. And you are the only way to true life. We love you. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank you for joining us for today's Drivecast.